Countdown to Christmas, a one-third stories book. Written by Anna Roberts, illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Clara Criado Escriba. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. This is a story about five children. There were 7 days until Christmas. In London, Annie read her letter one last time.
Dear Father Christmas, my name is Annie. I live in London, England. This year, I only have one wish. I would like to see my cousins.
All the while, a little robin was listening. In Paris, Basile's grandma and granddad had come to visit.
Querido Papá Noel, me llamo Basile. I live in Paris, France.
I would like to meet you.
My abuela y mi abuelo are visiting. Please come and join us. There will be plenty of treats to share with you and your reindeer.
In Madrid, Miguel and his sister were thinking about the delicious food their aunt bakes for the holidays.
Querido Papá Noel, me llamo Miguel. Vivo en Madrid, Spain, with mi hermana. This is our first Christmas in Spain since we moved. For Navidad, we would like our aunt's scones and jam for breakfast.
All the while, un pequeño petirrojo was listening. In Berlin, Frida was trying to sit still long enough to write her carta.
Querido Papá Noel, me llamo Frida. Vivo en Berlin, Germany. Sometimes I get into trouble because I'm always in a rush. But I hope you'll still come and see me.
For Navidad, me gustaría a snowboard.
In Rome, the sun was shining as Luca wrote his carta.
Querido Papá Noel, me llamo Luca. Vivo en Rome, Italy, with my mother and father.
In Rome, we hardly ever get enough snow to play in, and I have never built a snowman.
For Navidad, me gustaría to play in la nieve and build the biggest muñeco de nieve ever.
All the while, un pequeño petirrojo was listening. There were 6 días until la Navidad. In Londres, Annie was decorating the Christmas tree when a Christmas card arrived. It was from her cousins. She put la tarjeta de Navidad next to el árbol de Navidad and hoped she would see her cousins soon. In Berlin, Frida skated faster and faster until...
Whoa! Oops!
She hoped Papa Noel hadn't been watching. She didn't want to end up on the naughty list. There were 5 días until la Navidad. In Paris, Basil's house was full of visitors. First, Auntie Fleur arrived with a box of gingerbread for el abuelo. Then Uncle Remy arrived with a basket of fruit and nuts for la abuela. Basil tasted all the food to make sure it was good enough for Papá Noel and his renos. There were 4 días until la Navidad. In Madrid, Miguel and his hermana were celebrating midwinter. Bright light shone down on all the happy faces. There were 3 días until la Navidad. In Londres, Annie and her mother were wrapping up the Christmas gifts. Annie placed some regalos de Navidad under el árbol de Navidad for her cousins, just in case. En Roma, Luca was determined to build un muñeco de nieve. He put on his hat, boots and mittens and waited for la nieve to fall. There were 2 días until la Navidad. In Paris, the market sellers threw sweets for Basil to catch while he told Abuelo which treats to buy for Papá Noel y sus renos. In Berlin, Frida may have skated through the house and knocked over the decorations for la Navidad. But she did keep her bedroom tidy. She did eat up all her peas, and she even cleared her plate from the table. There was 1 día until la Navidad. In Londres, Paris, Berlin, Roma y Madrid, everybody was getting ready for the big celebration. And while the children were busy, far, far above the streets of Londres, Paris, Berlin, Roma y Madrid, los petirrojos were telling Papá Noel y sus renos everything they had learned about los niños. It was going to be a busy night. As the day turned to night and the stars lit up the sky, the Christmas Eve celebrations began. In Paris y en Roma, Basil and Luca enjoyed late meals with their families. In Berlin, Frida and her familia were excited to decorate their árbol de Navidad. Y en Madrid, Miguel y su hermana danced in the street at midnight as the church bells rang. In Londres, Annie climbed into bed and closed her eyes tightly. She dreamed that tomorrow her stocking would be full of regalos, and maybe, just maybe, her Navidad wish would come true. Feliz Navidad! After a long and wonderful day, Annie climbed the stairs to go to bed. But there were still some regalos under el árbol de Navidad. Just as Annie was falling asleep, her mother whispered, "Annie, I have one last surprise for you." The next morning, Annie y su madre set off in their car from Londres. Basil boarded a train with su abuela y su abuelo in Paris. Luca waited with su madre y su padre at the airport in Roma. Frida y su familia packed their suitcases in Berlin. Miguel y su hermana waved from the plane in Madrid. Because even though la Navidad was over, the holidays were only just beginning.
Feliz Navidad!
Echoed through the valley when Annie and Basil and Luca and Frida and Miguel all arrived in the snowy mountains. Together, los niños ate delicious food.
played in la nieve and opened los regalos under the light of el árbol de Navidad. All the while, cinco pequeños petirrojos watched from afar and agreed that this Navidad was the most magical Navidad ever. Glossary. La abuela, grandma. El abuelo, granddad. El árbol de Navidad, Christmas tree. Berlín, Berlin. La carta, letter. Cinco, five. Cuatro, four. Días, days. Dos, two. El, la, los, las. The. See notes to parents. N. In. Familia. Family. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. La hermana. Sister. Londres. London. Madrid. Madrid. Madre. Mother. Me gustaría. I want. Me llamo. My name is. Mi. Miss. My. See notes to parents. Muñeco de nieve. Snowman. La Navidad. Christmas. La nieve. Snow. Noun. Los niños. Children. Padre. Father. Papá Noel. Father Christmas. París. Paris. Pequeño. Little. El petirrojo. Robin. Querido. Dear. Los regalos. Presents. El reno. Reindeer. Roma. Rome. Seis. Six. Su. Sus. His or her. See notes to parents. La tarjeta de Navidad. The Christmas card. Tres. Three. Un. A. Un. One. Vivo. I live. E. And. Yo. I. Notes to parents. In Spanish, nouns are typically either masculine or feminine and are preceded by an article that agrees in gender and number with the noun. El, la, los, and las are articles that mean the. For example, Annie placed gifts under el árbol de Navidad, masculine. Luca played in la nieve, feminine. And the children opened los regalos, plural masculine. Los is also used with a group of mixed gender, such as los niños in this story. Las would be used for feminine plural nouns, such as las tarjetas de Navidad. The Spanish words su and sus are possessive adjectives that mean his or her. Su is used to refer to a feminine or masculine singular noun, such as su madre or su padre. Sus is used when referring to a masculine or feminine plural noun, such as sus renos. Similarly, the Spanish words mi and mis are possessive adjectives that mean my. Mi is used to refer to a feminine or masculine singular noun, and mis is used when referring to plural nouns.